the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the live post-J6 hearing edition. The biggest news, at least with local relevance here in the state of Wisconsin, although I think this is historic no matter what, Ron Johnson, the senator from great state of Wisconsin, is up to his eyeballs. And effectively, there were text messages read today that says that Ron wanted to personally deliver to the vice president, to Mike Pence, the false, the fraudulent, the coup attempt elective votes for Donald Trump, despite the fact that he would have known specifically the outcome in the state of Wisconsin didn't in any way, shape, or form favor that outcome. Trump lost Wisconsin. Hell, Trump lost Michigan. Ron Johnson knows that. He laid out the math. He knew that. So this news tells us that Ron Johnson was part of the coup conspiracy. And that's a pretty big deal, you know, according to me. 844-967-2789. You know, I haven't looked recently. I wonder how Trump's reacting today. Can't be having a good day. Or Ron. Got to have a, you know, Tums with lunch. A little bit more here. Talked about the videotapes. This has got to be bad news for Trump and the entire family. Who okayed this? Whose harebrained scheme? Well, there's a coup plot going on. Because, of course, they thought when Trump woke up the morning of January 6th, he thought the coup plot would be successful. And he's got the film crew there to what? For history, for posterity's sake. You know, when I retake the rightful place as the once and always king. Let me read from the reporting here. The House Select Committee has subpoenaed footage from a filmmaker who recorded former President Donald Trump and his family immediately before and after the January 6th insurrection. They had filmmakers at the White House. Documentary filmmaker Alex Holder has been granted extensive access to the former president and his inner circle, including interviews with Trump both before and after the U.S. Capitol riot, whose existence had not been previously known, reported Politico's Playbook. Holder began filming on the campaign trail in September of 2020, and the subpoena sought raw footage from January 6th and raw footage of interviews with Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Jared Kushner. It's going to be a bad day for the whole Trump clan. That's everybody, except for Tiffany. And what's the boy? You know, I haven't said the boy. Keep the boy's name out of my mouth. The committee also asked for any raw footage recording discussions of election fraud or election integrity surrounding the November 2020 election. So, Lordy, there's tapes. Fancy Brian, there's tapes. There's freaking interviews before and after the January 6th. I wonder if Trump will... Now I have a change of tone. Anyways, you can be a part. Want to get your reaction before we speak to the former U.S. attorney. I wonder if he is feeling as stunned as I am feeling on this day that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is a traitor to his oath, his nation, and democracy. Just one man's opinion. But I do have evidence to support my opinion. 844-967-2789. Oh, here's a caller. Bruno. Welcome, Bruno. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up? You guys are doing great stuff here. I want to say that, number one. Number two, Brooks Brothers riot. Is this the precursor? You know, like, all this coordination, we just seem to be caught off guard by it. But 2000, seems like the groundwork was laid for a coup.
Well, James Bott, and there is some commonality between some of the players, as I understand it. James Bott, Bopp, B-O-P-P, who is the attorney for Marjorie Taylor Greene and recently represented her when she, you know, successfully stayed on the elected ballot in the state of Georgia. Well, Bopp is also the attorney for Gabelman, the guy that contradicted Gabelman after his interim report said, well, you know, I strongly believe we should look at decertifying the Joe Biden election. Well, his own attorney, Bopp, contradicted him. But Bopp was the attorney for Bush in Bush v. Gore in Florida. Bopp effectively got the recount ended. That guy has had success on a number of levels. Bopp is the common point here, Bruno.
Okay. And one more thing I'll say. You know who's Facebook's counsel, right?
No, I do not, sir.
The guy who led the entire Brooks Brothers riot, one of the foot soldiers.
And who's that?
I forget his name offhand, but the general counsel, the chief lobbyist for Facebook.
You know who I believe was part of that whole thing? Kavanaugh. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, I believe, was part of the push as well. I mean, if you think of all the young political operatives back in, you know, what was it, 2000, 20 years later? They moved up the food chain and they all went and grabbed on to the biggest fascists. They're like minions, you know, like the yellow guys in the movies.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you for listening, Bruno. 844-967. You get the analogy, right? Minions like the most evil son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Whoever's the most powerful. And then that person gets beaten up by someone more powerful. And the minions are like, yay, you're the most powerful and you're the best.
I miss going to the Minions sort of movies. I know there's a new Minions movie. I'm looking around like, is my nephew like Minions age? Because I want to go see that one. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, there's a lot of things that happened today. I didn't see all of it, but I like how they opened about an hour before the testimony even started today. Wasn't that a nice little touch from Trump? Can you ask James Santel about that? Wouldn't that be witness badgering in real time today? I don't know what the format is. He's not on Twitter, but going after the guy from Arizona.
Was he doing that in real time on his Truth Social platform? I hadn't seen the reporting of
that. Yes. About an hour before they started, he started in on the gentleman from Arizona. But the other thing, I wish that Adam Schiff would have asked this. I know he was getting them to spew out everything he wanted to hear, and it might not have came off right, but in all due respect, when he was finishing up with all three of them, I would have said, you know, after everything you testified to today, are you still telling me that you would vote for this man?
And what was the answer?
They didn't ask that question. I wish they would have. I mean, wouldn't you love to have heard the stumbling and stammering there? How can any one of those three guys, seriously, the testimony they gave today was so damning that who on earth would still vote for somebody like that?
Well, that's
as much as saying the guy should be behind bars. And then on the other hand, well, if our party happens to nominate him again, I'll vote for him.
Well, Dick, you know, to ask that would be a political question. You know, we have the right to a secret ballot and all that kind of stuff, and you have the right to be a moron. I just don't understand why there's 75 million of you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Dom and James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Under pressure.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.